Well, actually today, David Breen is going to share God's word. He had called yesterday and said he was in town and asked if he could share. And I thought, well, isn't that wonderful? I was actually in wanting something like that to happen, which is kind of funny. And and there it was. So I think he was certainly walking with God.
Well, isn't that the way we're supposed to do it?
So it's my pleasure to introduce David as teaching God's word this morning. He's going to teach on speaking in tongues.
I was really very blessed with the heartfelt prayers and of this fellowship. And I'm so very thankful for each and every one of your lives. And we are so loved and so important to God. And the only reason that we are still here is because God would not like to lose a single one, a single soul. So the subject I'm going to share today is on speaking in tongues. And a lot of the references I'm going to make are in the Working Translation in the New Testament. Anything in the Old Testament, I'll be using the King James. Now, what I would really like you to do is just really listen. You don't need to be fuddling through the Bible a whole lot for reference. If you want the references, I'll give them to you. I want you to hear what I have to say, because it's very important, and just as all God's Word is. But in 1 Corinthians, in chapter 14 and verse 14, surely, and this is from a Working Translation, in 1 Corinthians 14:14, surely, if I pray in a tongue, my spirit prays. What prays? My spirit prays. When I speak in a tongue, my spirit prays. And in Acts, in chapter 2, verse 4, then they were all filled with Holy Spirit, and they began to speak in other tongues, as the Spirit was giving them the words to speak out. The Spirit, referring to God, is the originator, the origin of what is being spoken. The person speaking in tongues is not the originator of what is to be spoken. It is not the responsibility of the person speaking to invent, produce, or conjure up sounds that originate from the thought presses of the mind. These are not preconceived thoughts. These are not organized thoughts of the mind. These are words that God gives to speak. They are His words that you speak out. In 1 Corinthians, in chapter 14, verse 14, surely, if I pray in an unknown tongue, or in a tongue, then my spirit prays, but my mind is unfruitful. The mind is unfruitful because the language and the meaning of the words spoken are not understood by the person speaking. To many Christians, speaking in tongues is foolishness, even though the one they confess to be Lord proclaimed this in Mark chapter 16, verse 17. And these signs shall follow them that believe. In my name shall they cast out devils, they shall speak with new tongues. That's what our Lord said. That's what he meant. They shall is not a maybe. They shall implies that They absolutely will if they believe. Believers will do this. Those who believe the word pertaining to any subject in God's word, including the manifestation of speaking in tongues, shall absolutely speak in other tongues. Because it's always by believing that you receive. You can be born again and not speak in tongues, but it was your responsibility to do what? Believe. Believe. Right? If you do not speak in tongues, is that the Father's fault? No. It's totally your responsibility. What you speak, however, and everything that you speak in the tongues is whose responsibility? God's. That's absolutely correct. And then it also says, excuse me. We are in Acts. Okay. All right. These signs shall follow them that believe. In my name shall they cast out devils. They shall speak with new tongues. Jesus Christ also proclaimed in John, the Gospel of John, chapter 7, verse 37, in the last day, that great day of the feast, Jesus stood and cried, saying, if any man thirst, let him come unto me and drink. He that believeth on me, as the scripture has said, out of his belly, his innermost being, shall flow rivers of living water. But this he spake of the Spirit, which they that believe on him should receive. Did you receive the Spirit? Yeah. Then out of your belly shall flow rivers of living water. As the scripture has said. Well, in Isaiah, in chapter 12, verse 2, it said, the Lord Jehovah is my strength and my song. He also has become my salvation, my deliverance. Therefore, with joy shall ye draw water out of the wells of salvation. Out of the wells of your deliverance. You have received Holy Spirit. You have been delivered from the darkness of this world. And you have been placed in the kingdom of his dear Son. Many times the Word of God refers to the operation or the manifestation of Spirit as water. Flowing water, rivers, springs, right? Jesus had said that the Spirit that would be received would flow from within as rivers of living water. He also said in John 4:14, but whosoever drinketh of the water that I shall give shall never thirst. But the water that I shall give him shall be to him a well of water springing up into eternal life. These are magnificent words, incredible words. Can you picture in your heart and mind that Holy Spirit so manifested that it is as rivers of living water, as springs of eternal life. That's what it is to you. That's what the Holy Spirit is to you. On the day of Pentecost, believers received for the first time the living waters Jesus Christ spoke of. Holy Spirit was poured out, and the Spirit received was poured out from the believers into manifestation as they spoke in tongues. That's how it was initially manifested, initially poured out. In Acts chapter 2, verse 1, now when the day of Pentecost had fully come, they were all together with unity of purpose. Then suddenly a sound from heaven, as of a rushing fourfold breath, came and filled the whole house where they were sitting. And there appeared unto them tongues as of fire, which were distributed to each of them, and it sat upon each of them. And they were all filled with Holy Spirit, and they began to speak in other tongues as the Spirit was giving them the words to speak out. Then in verse 32, when Peter was giving testimony of what they had just seen and heard, God resurrected this Jesus, of which we are all witnesses. Therefore, having been lifted up into heaven to the right side of God, and having received the promise of the Holy Spirit from the Father, He has poured out this which you see and hear. What was seen and what was heard was not Holy Spirit from the Father, but the pouring out of that Spirit into manifestation, speaking in tongues as the Spirit was giving them the words to speak out. If our desire is that the living waters will flow from us within our innermost being, we will need to pray in the Spirit more and more. We will need to speak in tongues much in our life. In Ephesians, in chapter 6, verse 18, praying always with every prayer and prayer request in the Spirit. In the Spirit. There's two ways to pray, which we know, right? We pray in our understanding. Do that often. Do that much. But in prayer in the Spirit, in speaking in tongues, as rivers of living water. Peter and Paul were powerful ministers of the gospel in the early church. Peter was among the first to speak in tongues. Peter was also the one that ministered Holy Spirit to the Gentiles, and they did what? They manifested speaking in tongues. Paul received revelation from God from beyond any other recorded in the Scriptures in our present administration of the grace of God. Paul wrote about speaking in tongues. In fact, we've been reading from Corinthians some of the things that by revelation he wrote. In 1 Corinthians 14:5, it says, now I want you all to speak in tongues. This is by revelation. I want you all to speak in tongues. You might see in the King James Version, forget, you know, I would that you all speak in tongues, right? Paul practiced what he preached. In 1 Corinthians 14:18, I thank God I speak in tongues more than you all. That's quite a testimony. In verse 37, it said, if anyone considers himself to be a prophet or a spiritual person, then let him acknowledge that the things which I am writing to you are the commandments of God. When Paul wrote, I want you all to speak in tongues, what is God's command? Speak in tongues. Speak in tongues. Resistance to speaking in tongues will result in less of the power of God being manifested in your life. Resistance to speaking in tongues will result in less of the power of God manifested in your life. Many times Christians who do not desire or wish to speak in tongues and find excuses not to, do not demonstrate any power in their life anyway. They don't heal the sick. They don't manifest in believers' meeting so that everyone can be edified. They don't do anything spiritual. It's a commandment of God to speak in tongues. I didn't write it. I didn't give it by revelation. But it sits there like a diamond in the midst of God's word. In 1 Corinthians 14:39, wherefore, brothers, be zealous of prophesying and do not forbid to speak in tongues. In verse 20, brothers, be not children in your mental faculties or your understanding, but be infants in wickedness, things that are worldly. In mental faculties or in your mental understanding, be mature. Brothers, do not be children in your mental faculties, but in be infants in wickedness. In mental faculties, be mature. Mentally, we are as children of God, not to be infants or to remain in a state of ungrowth as a child, or to grow up. Mentally, we are to mature, be mature adults when it comes to the usage of tongues, and in the context, it's also talking about interpretation of tongues and prophecy. Just as we saw some mature adults spiritually walking with God today, manifesting beautifully. You just witnessed it. You just heard it. You just saw it. In verse 21, in the law, it hath been written, and this is quoted from Isaiah chapter 28, 11, 12. With other tongues and with other lips, with other tongues and with lips of others, I shall speak to this people, and not even then will they listen to me, saith the Lord. Wherefore, the tongues are for a sign, not to the believing, but to the unbelieving ones. However, prophecy is not to the unbelieving ones, but to those that believe. Paul, in this context in Corinthians, is addressing unbelief by using scripture in Isaiah as an example. Israel rejected the words that Isaiah spoke unto them. They rejected and they mocked him, saying as if it were stumbling lips or unintelligible gibberish. and tongues of a foreign nation. Isaiah's words were like another language to those whom he was speaking, not understood, as they would not receive what Isaiah had to say. As a result, the Assyrians took them captive, and they spoke a different language that they had to learn. Okay? But you know, not God, in these two verses, in the midst of them, there's also a section that a great and tremendous promise was made. Even though, you know, God said he would speak to them as, let me read it again. In the law it has been written, with tongues, with other tongues and with the lips of others, I shall speak to this people. Then if you look in Isaiah, there's another segment. Then, it says, and not even then shall they listen to me, saith the Lord. So God was passing judgment on Israel because of their unbelief and their unacceptance of what the prophet had told them. They went into captivity as a result. This is what is in Isaiah chapter 28, 11, and 12. This is what, for with stammering lips and with another tongue will I speak to this people. To whom he said, now listen to this, this is the rest wherewith ye shall cause the weary to rest. And this is the refreshing, yet they would not hear. God promised a rest to his people and a refreshing in the midst of this judgment pronounced on Israel. Okay. Something future was coming. A rest and a refreshing was coming. With stammering lips and other tongues, God would give rest to the weary, and they would be refreshed. In Hebrews chapter 4, verse 9, accordingly, there remains a sabbatical or a rest. A sabbatical rest for the people of God. Are you the people of God? Yes, you most certainly are. Moreover, the one who has entered his rest, into God's rest, has himself also rested from his own works, as God did from his own works. Therefore, let us put forth a diligent effort to enter into his rest. We who have received the promise of the Father, the Holy Spirit, as we manifest, as we walk by that Spirit, we enter into God's rest and we are refreshed. This was the promise that was made back in Isaiah. We put forth a diligent effort to enter into that rest. Speaking in tongues was the foundational manifestation given on the day of Pentecost. It was the beginning of that walking by the Spirit. Speaking in tongues gives you access and walk by the Spirit to enter into God's rest and to be refreshed. Speaking in tongues is the beginning, the foundational manifestation to walking by the Spirit. Speaking in tongues, as all the manifestations, are the work of God. we were when we manifest Holy Spirit, we are resting from our own works, and the works of God are produced. Speaking tongues is a work of God. The manifestations, all the manifestations are the work of God. Healing is a work of God. Manifesting in the believers' meeting with interpretation and prophecy are a work of God. Receiving revelation and discerning spirits are a work of God. You rest from your own work, from what your own mind conjures up, relying solely on God to manifest. Then you are receiving that rest that is spoken, and then you are refreshed. In Acts 3, chapter 19, therefore, repent and turn about for the blotting out of your sins, so that refreshing times may come from the presence of the Lord. We repent, we change our mind, turn away from the works of the flesh from that produce sin, that we have been, that those sins, all those things have been blotted out. That's old man stuff. You are a new creation. Whole new life in Christ Jesus our Lord. We now have refreshing times that come from the presence of the Lord. This is God's work in Christ Jesus for you. When we speak in tongues, we confirm and acknowledge God, what God has done in Christ Jesus. We say that those things that the scriptures say are true. God has worked and is working in you to do and to will of His good pleasure. Speaking in tongues is His good pleasure. Prophesying is His good pleasure. Ministering healing is His good pleasure. Receiving information there's no way you could have by the five senses is His good pleasure. And it's His work. This is my last verse. This is in 1 Corinthians 12:3. Wherefore, I give you to know that no man speaking by the Spirit of God says Jesus is accursed, and no man, no one can say Jesus is Lord except by Holy Spirit. Obviously, when you said Jesus was Lord, when you received Holy Spirit, you did it with your understanding, right?
Sure.
Right? You didn't do it by speaking in tongues. You did it, you confessed it, you said it in your heart, right? You believe God raised Him from the dead in your mind, right? But you received Holy Spirit. As you manifest that Spirit, you truly are saying Jesus is Lord, because now you're being directed by that Spirit. Now it's God's works in you to will and to do His good pleasure. So what is the conclusion of all this? Speak in tongues much. Forbid not to speak in tongues, and that means you too, right? If you want to be a spiritual man, then you acknowledge that those things that are spoken in the scriptures are true. They are the commandments of God. I heard a testimony not too long ago. A man over in India who is responsible for winning hundreds of thousands of people to God into the and being born again. Man was watching him at the back of the room, and his lips were moving slightly. And he asked the man, he went over to ask the man, he said, about this wonderful movement of God's word in India. And he basically asked him, how is this accomplished? And the man said, I asked God that I could speak in tongues as much as Paul did. And then another fellow asked him, well, how much do you speak? He said, oh, 6, 7, 8 hours a day. As rivers of living water. Rivers of living water. You see, speaking in tongues is the only manifestation attributed to building up the inner man. So how important is it? Mighty important, and I love you, and God bless.
Thank you, David.
You're welcome.